This troubled young man said to me, "The nights are the worst." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It's the dark. It's when the demons come out in the dark." From our earliest years, we have associated darkness with evil, with what is not good, with what is to be feared. And so we shun it. Darkness is when the monster comes and takes you to his lair, or the witch comes and turns you into a bat. Darkness always associated with what is not good, with what is bad. Well, an American scholar, a woman called Barbara Brown Taylor, wrote a book called Learning to Walk in the Dark. And here is what she has taught us. God does some of his best things in the dark. And we learn things in the dark that we could never learn any other way. Because God works in the dark. And as she says, does some of his greatest things. Think about it. The book of Genesis begins, chapter 1, at verse 1, in the dark. Darkness covered the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God moved across the waters. The first act of God was in the dark. Think of Moses and the people of Israel and their escape from their slavery in Egypt. When did it happen? It happened at night. And it happened in the dark. The Ten Commandments were given on Mount Sinai, where darkness covered the mountaintop. In the dark, God spoke and acted. Jesus was born at night. The shepherds were in the field at night. In the dark, the star shone and guided the wise men. In the dark, God was at work and doing things. At Calvary, at the climax to Christ's saving work, darkness covered the land. And Easter, the principal festival of our faith, celebrates the resurrection of Jesus, which took place in the darkness of a tomb. God, she says, does some of his best things, good things, greatest things in the dark. And here today is Nicodemus. And Nicodemus comes to meet Jesus when? In the dark. Why does he come in the dark? Because the neighbors would all be asleep and they wouldn't see him. Nicodemus was a scholar. He was clever. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the high court of the Jews. He was no fool. And he comes to Jesus and his opening words are, "We know." Because you see, Nicodemus knew a lot of things. He was astute. He was a scholar. He was a high hegemon in his community. "We know," he said to Jesus, "that you couldn't do what you do unless you were somebody very important." And Jesus, in effect, says to him, "Yes, Nicodemus, you know a lot, but there's a lot you don't know." You see, Nicodemus didn't just come to Jesus in the darkness of the night, but he came to Jesus and he was in the dark. He didn't really know. That's what we say when you don't understand something, isn't it? You say, "I'm in the dark about this. I don't understand it." Well, Nicodemus didn't understand what was going on either. So it wasn't just that he came in the darkness of the night, but he also came in the darkness of his mind. And he didn't know. In fact, his opening words were, "We know," but his closing words were, "How can this be? I don't know." And Jesus said to him, "Nicodemus, what you need to know is that unless you're born again, you will never find what you're looking for. Babies are born in the dark, in the darkness of the womb, from the womb. And when they're born, they don't see. They live in the dark. They're brought to life and they can't see. They can't understand. They don't know. We had some visitors this morning from Giffrick South, and perhaps they remember a lady who used to come to Giffrick South, and she was blind. Tall, stately lady. She carried a white cane. I didn't know how she got to church, but she'd no guide dog, but she found her way a mile away to Giffrick South on a Sunday morning, and she sat at the front of the church. And I visited her because she lived alone, blind. And I once said to her, "How do you do it?" And she said, "It's amazing what you can see in the dark." Barbara Brown Taylor said, "I have learned things in the dark that I could never have learned any other way." I've been very fortunate. I've had one illness in my life, one. And I was off, not able to work for 6 months. And when I returned to the pulpit of Giffrick South, I remember saying, "This has been the worst 6 months of my life, but it has also been the best 6 months of my life." And why? Because in the darkness, I learned things that I could not have learned any other way. God does some of his best things in the dark. It's amazing what you see when the light fails and darkness descends. Because you see, darkness is not dark to God. When the lights go out, God doesn't dwell in darkness. The Bible says that in him there is no darkness at all. So we may not see, but he sees us. And we may not know, but he knows us. The psalmist in Psalm 139 says, "Before I was born, you knew me. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, you saw me. You called me by name. Before I knew me, before my mother and father knew me, before anybody knew me, you knew me. Before anybody saw me, you saw me." Because God does not ever dwell in darkness, but in perpetual light. On this day of Trinity, we are marking the deepest mystery of our faith, the mystery of God's own being. How can God be three in one? One in three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I don't know. I can't see this. Neither can you. Neither can anyone. But it matters not. There are people always, you perhaps today, and if not you, then somebody that's only an arm length away from you, live in darkness. The darkness of losing your job, the darkness of a marriage that's breaking up, the darkness of a son or a daughter that's gone off the rails, the darkness of the sickness that is ours, or somebody that we love dearly. So we know all about darkness. Darkness is when we can't see the way forward or the way out. But God sees us. In Him, there is no darkness at all. And He does some of His best works in the dark. Amen. And thanks be to God for His word. We worship God now.